Live from just outside the ATL, shouty, it's the Shred Hit Pod with your host, Oroku Saki, aka the Shredder.
Hey, what up, my mutant miscreants? What up, fools? What up, sweet little babies?
Babies.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. All right. Welcome to the Shredhead Podcast, starring the one and only Oroku Saki. That's me. A.K.A. The Shredder. A little early on that one, Crane. It's fine. My criticism is trying to be constructive.
Shut up, bitch!
That's fine. And that guy over there disrespecting me, but playfully, just jokingly. Right.
<Got him. laughs>
My man, my main brain, Crane.
What up?
Oh, forgive me if I sound a little crestfallen or out of sorts. We are working with just a little bit of time today, and we have such a big message to bring. Got a lot to get to, so we're going to get right to it. Starting with our absence from last week. As many of you may know, good friend of ours, friend of the podcast, friend of the world, Akira Toriyama, passed away recently. And, you know, as we have command over moving between dimensions, Akira may or may not have traveled to Snake Way, or traveled down Snake Way. We were trying to give him company, give him comfort, and give him a ride down Snake Way, because it is not a short distance.
Damn, nigga.
That's what I said. But Wiz Khalifa swearing notwithstanding, I just want to take the time to thank our good friend Toriyama, and for not only his art, not only his work, but for being just a super humble guy, really, really sweet. When, you know, others would use his work, he wasn't all up in arms about it. Very, very easy to flatter. Humble gentleman, a sweet, 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 sweet guy. And, we are going to miss him on this mortal coil, but, you know, we won't miss his work. And, there was plenty of work in the works, so there's more Akira Toriyama on the way, and, you know, just not, well, you know, there's more of his work, but shout out to everyone who's shouting out his family. Shout out to his family, who has requested that you all be very respectful. They understand your love for him, but, you know, don't do anything wacky. Don't, you know, stand outside of his home and yell it's over 9,000, or like the young man Jalen a few years ago, who was swearing that he was, well, I don't know, I get it, at that age, you know, you want to go Super Saiyan. I want to go Super Saiyan still. I've gone Super Shredder before, with the aid of mutagen.
'Cause real dogs always return with food for the pack.
Almost. I can see where you're trying to get that one in, Crying, but it's fine. It's good. Keep on keeping
trying
on.
Trying to help you out, kid. I'm trying to watch your back out
you
here, chief.
You are an immense help, Crying. Anyway, so rest in power, rest in peace. Rest in peaceful power, our good friend, Toriyama-san. Krang, it's been quite a while since we've spoken national BA, and I really just wanted to run a quick gauntlet because there's too much to talk about. And again, most drama is basketball related, so that's fun. But let's go down a quick little, well, not even the rabbit hole. We'll just go into the National BA sewers. How about that? We can pull up some stories from the nationalba.com and see what's going on. Well, first of all, what about how are your boys doing out there crying in Los Angeles? And I'm not talking about the Clippers either. I'm talking about the Lakers of Los Angeles as opposed to the Clippers hang on, Craig. Come on. That's enough. That's twice now. I'll come over there and knock you out. You better keep it.
Got it.
Yeah, all right. Have me do the murder man dance up in here. Here's my question, though. Okay, well, I will give you a question. I won't ask you to go too far in depth. You know how we do this. I'm going to give you a scenario, or give you, an NBA. NBA. Jeez, the NBA. I really want to see some ninja hoops, so I should go check that out pretty soon. But in the meantime, in between time, we're talking National BA. I'm going to give you some National BA headlines, Krang, and you're going to simply reply yep or nope. You and Draymond there. Draymond can help you out. And you can see if we want to. You know how we do this. All right, yep or nope. Headlines. Nuggets back atop West. Do we care?
No.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's kind of, you know, whatever, of course. Like, why repeat? Why report that? Today the sky is blue. Tomorrow it's cloudy. It's like reporting the weather with the Nuggets. Krang, do you care about Chet Holmgren?
No.
Okay. He's been hooping, and he is not making it easy for Wimby this season. Luka Doncic streak ends. Do you care, Krang? Because I know you. He had a triple double streak, and there you go. He made shots. Wait, what? Oh. Daniel Gafford is up to 33 consecutive made shots. That's impressive. That's quite impressive. I like that. Daniel Gafford, cool. Yeah, do you care, Krang, though?
No.
Krang, I think I'm seeing a pattern develop, but okay. Krang is a grouch. What about, Steph Curry, ankle, cleared for on-court activity. Do you care, Krang?
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So you are being sincere when you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's see. Wimby versus the Joker Part 2. Are you going to watch San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama against the machine that is Denver?
No.
Okay. I get it, because those boys are out there. They're working rather hard. What about, speaking of boys working hard, how about them Pistons, Krang?
Yeah.
How about that? They put two consecutive wins together. How about that? Do you care, Krang? Do you?
No.
Nah. I mean, come on, man. You know, it's good. It's good to see. Now, those wins came against Toronto, and I know Toronto was yesterday, or as of this record. Sorry. There it is. The Pistons triumphed over the Raptors of Toronto, 113-104. So that's pretty cool, you know. Yeah, and then the night before, I felt like they're on a bit of a roll, you know. Can roll a couple of feet, and we're going to talk about our game. I know everyone, the brick fest that we had there not too long ago with oh boy, who was it? Anyway, we'll figure it out. We stunk it up crying. I know you don't care. It was really hard to watch because you were delighting in it, but I don't know, man. Your Lakers. How are your Lakers doing? I get it. You know, crying's little brain booty bunches up when he watches the Lakers of Los Angeles. What do you think about the Clippers going to Seattle, maybe? I don't know if it's a thing, if it's actually true. What do you think, man? What do you think about the city of Seattle getting a team? Yeah, I always liked it. I always liked games coming from the, what was it? They weren't playing at the Space Needle, but that was, you know. Anyway, dude, can you hoop at the Space Needle?
Nope.
All right. Crying. There are errors at the base of the Kobe statue. Crying. Do you care? Okay. So they've unveiled the 19-foot multiple spelling errors and other formatting mistakes were made among the listing of Bryant's many achievements with the Lakers. What on earth? Oh crap. How are they going to do your boy? Like, they spelled it C-O-B-I. They crazy. Y'all, man, they got all kinds of... They call him Kobe B-E-E-N Bryant. Right. Can't believe it, man. Oh, come on. The Mamba deserves so much better. So, yeah. No, that's trash. However, what about it's been a while. Man, we haven't talked in a while. How do you feel about LeBron James eclipsing 40,000 points the other night? That's pretty cool, right? I love it. I just like records to be broken. I don't care who it is. Unless it's Karl Malone. I would like. There we go. Here's a record I want. I want Karl Malone to break the record. His record. I want him to break the record for consecutive days in jail. Just put him away, you know, just...
Jump in a casket and get your diamonds.
You know what I'm saying? I want Karl Malone to shatter that record. Just days in a prison. And the prison system sucks, baby. I never want anyone to... I don't want anybody to go to
even
jail.
Even you do clownery? The clown comes back to bite.
But I do want the clown to come back to bite sometimes, you know? Like, come on, man. He's not a better person. Anyway, crying. One more. The people are saying the women's, national... I'm sorry. The W National CAA, final... I mean, basketball tournament, okay? Has more story... and is more emotional, and is going to be flat out better than the men's this year. Crying. Do you agree? Yeah, bro. Like, it's cool, man. Like, I got love for college athletes in general. I have love for, you know, like the story of, you know, the scrappy upstarts getting their chance to, you know, one game at a time, single elimination tourney. But I think that we're getting better storylines in with the W National CAA. So, hang on, Krang, you're not going to believe this. I just got a text message from Drip Like Tone 2 minutes ago. That's what startled me a second. He says, these Pistons I was telling you about in the summer, I'm sorry, these the Pistons I was telling you about in the summer, expect a magic escape leap next, I don't know, a magic leap next year, I guess he's saying. A magic-esque, there it is, leap next year. Play-in contenders. All right, well, hey, man, we're here to ride the wave with you, brother. That's what you say.
Let me tell you something. I don't care who on the court. We ain't scared of nobody, man. This is New York City.
We'll ride with you. We'll next year. Next year we'll be Pistons guys. What do you say, Craig?
Nope.
All right. Well, whatever. You're just mad. Y'all got skunked in 04 by my future Pistons. You got waxed. That's right. I'm going to lord that all over your head. And speaking of, you had Karl Malone on that team. Yeah, you got to come up with something new, Krang. You got, you went out there with Karl Malone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's what I, whoa. Yeah, you forget. Yeah, your Lakers, they employed Karl Malone at a discount, and they went in there in 04 in the Palace of Auburn Hills and got smoked. The gentleman sweep. 5 games here. Shaq and Kobe were there. Remember that, Krang? Ooh. Okay. All right. Yeah. That. Oh. Innovation, Krang. Great job, Krang. Give yourself. Yeah. I was going to say give yourself a round of applause, but okay. All right. That's a lot there. Thank you. All right, man. Let's do this. Let's take a break. It's been 16 minutes, 30 seconds. I'm not counting. I am counting, but we got stuff to do, so we'll be right back after these messages from the Hyphen Podcast Group.
Master Shredder.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, The Mark Robb, a.k.a. Sean Matt Love, talking to you about We Should Do This Again Sometime, the podcast where we talk film, pop culture, and everything in between. We Should Do This Again Sometime. We're Kat Chinetti. This is the real through the lens of a new and bold generation. And where I, The Mark Robb, co-host and producer, guides you through a crazy journey of time, sound, and space. We Should Do This Again Sometime, where we talk love, death, sex. We talk talking heads, Johnny Castle being the goat, and where we shoot flamethrowers. How cool is that? We Should Do This Again Sometime. Check us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Rate, review, give us 5 stars. And if you love us, tell a friend to tell a friend. Love you. Bye.
Bitch, I'm telling you the truth.
Master Shredder.
All right. We have returned, as promised. Going to go on a quick pivot here because after ushering my friend to on his way to what he believes to be his final resting place. I don't know. I got very introspective. And the other day I was in my Bible. Yes, I'm a believer. All right. I grew up non-denominational. Christian. Okay. Yeah, I'm letting you all in a little bit into the world, the mind behind Oroku Saki. So let's see, Krang, you give me something a little introspective, maybe. I don't know if you have it over there.
Black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.
All right.
And I'm black, y'all, and
yeah.
I'm black,
oh, okay, y'all, thank you, Krang. All right, so, I grew up non-denominational Christian, and it helped me to kind of not complicate things, I think. Whereas, you know, most people, you know, they have a subdivision. There's there comes some kind of caveat with their version of Christianity. That theoretically is not there. So let's talk about, you know, Catholicism, you know, was, if you look at it, big time, big, had the most Christianity, right? So folks wanted to get a divorce, and so they broke off from that and made Protestant, and then they took a boat over here, right? So we're getting someone else's version of someone else's version, which is still someone else's version, and I'm fully aware of that. And so to what I feel complicates things a lot less is to just be non-denominational, be a little more bare bones, and then go elsewhere and kind of see what they have to say about it. So I've been in a Catholic church. I've been, you know, I've traveled to Baptist churches. I've been to places where they're shouting. I've been to places where people fall out. I've been to places where people fall asleep. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you're told that it's all the same Jesus, right? And so, what's the hang up? Because there, you know, the other day there was a message about people leaving the church, right? People leaving Christianity as a whole. And man, I'm feeling like this is very serious, Krang. Like, hop in here. I mean, don't be rude, because Krang still, and I'm sorry, I still may swear. Right? Because I'm not in the pulpit. I'm not in the pulpit. You know, and so I'm just gonna try to spit the real, you know what I mean? I'm going to turn my chair around and you know, we're gonna rap, you know what I mean?
Hey, come on.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm turning my baseball cap back around. So I think, and this is me, my mind, what I've observed over the years. Again, we're talking evangelical, as opposed to the non-denominational, and things are a little more evangelical where you go out and, you know, people think about the big tents and, you know, the guys grabbing your forehead and saying "heel" and all of that. And, you know, that's a very comical way to look at things and just, yeah, that's funny. But it's not that. Some places are that. But it's not that. There is, you know, there should be something underlying, and there are things that you can see as a believer, as a non-denominational believer, as to where, you know, you don't really share that same echo chamber, especially if you visit other churches. And in the interest of speeding things along, my views come from going to many different places. Me as a non-denominational, I go in and say, give me the message, as opposed to someone evangelical who would say, I have a message. I take that message and I take it like a food critic, basically non-denominational with the food critics of Christianity. There it is. I finally got to. No, whoa. Krang. We're not talking about the serpent yet. All right. Whoa-wee. You're killing me, Krang. So, the biggest opportunity in Christianity is the Christians themselves, ourselves. We are the ones. We make it hard. We overthink things because, again, we're human beings. And so, yeah, I don't like to say that that the big JC had a flaw in his plan, but, you know, he really believes in us to pull off this job. And the job is collecting souls for him. It seems pretty easy, right? And I think that a lot of people get wrapped up in rules and as they apply to you, and they let that get in the way. We let that get in our way. I personally don't share this weakness to the magnitude of most people, so I mean, I'm I guess that makes me better, you know? Yeah, right. There you go, Krang. There you go. That's where you place that. Right. I am nothing. I am no better than anyone. This is not my message. This is the message of Christ. The things I'm going to talk about, if you look in the Bible, they will be in red writing. So that's the source. That's the guy we named it after. Christ. Christianity, Christianity, okay? So that's where these things are coming from. I'm not making them up. I'm not this great of a writer. And so our job is to collect souls, but we're very exclusionary, right? We're supposed to let everybody into the party, but we're watching people walk by. And by everybody, I mean everybody. I'm really going to get into that in a second. But by everybody, I mean we're supposed to let everybody in. And we are sitting there watching people walk by, and we're folding our arms, we're turning up our noses, we're scratching our butts, we're distracted in whichever other way. So, that in and of itself is the problem. We're being gatekeepers to our own job. It's like you just stood outside of a store. It's not a club, right? Where you have a guy that says, "Oh, you look like you can't ball here." The farther off that you look from what we do, the more welcoming you need to be to those people.
Yeah, listen,
right?
That's called motherfucking bars, nigga.
Fucking play.
You know nothing about that.
I'll allow it, Krang. So that's the thing. We let differences turn us away from folks, and our differences are jack do squat, basically, and that's the thing. That's the thing the enemy plays against us there. See, now you pardon, Krang. Now you're pardoning. That's where the enemy sets us apart, because there's always these differences. Everything is divisive. Things are more divisive than they've ever been, simply because there's one person and then there's another person, right? We've always got to find what part of us is better than the other person and what we can lord over them. I don't know why we do it. We do it with our friends and family and loved ones, just like we do it with strangers. And we are big, big weirdos. But guess what? Guess what, Krang?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess what? God loves differences. You know what I'm saying? He loves it. He loves it when people... Thank you, Krang. He loves it when we, as a unit, have very different ways of doing things. Because, guess what? You can't solve every problem with the same tool. And so we need a guy, or a girl, or a non-binary pal... Guy, gal, non-binary pal, to do a job because, I don't know, they know how to do it. And not because of the way they look, or because of who they love, or because of what color they are, or because of what color they like, or because of how they hang their toilet tissue. It matters not. You know what I mean? It's...
Man, set your ass down.
Well, okay, if you hang your toilet tissue underhanded, then you unfortunately, you're going to hell.
When you do clownery,
yeah,
the clown comes back to bite.
Upside down. No, don't do that. Mm-mm. I'm joking, of course. I'm joking. But here we go. Enough grab-assery. Says here, John 14:6 says, well, where Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." I always thought it was light, Krang. I always, when I would hear it as a kid, I've forgotten that, you know, it is life and not light. That's pretty cool. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Great. People hear that and think, like, man, this Jesus guy is full of himself. No, man, Jesus. I'm turning my chair back around and turning my cap backwards. Jesus is the plug, kids. All right. He's funky fresh. All right, sorry, turning my chair back around. But he's inviting you to the party. In his living years, as he walked the earth, this is what he said in John 14:6, okay? So, hey man, he's telling you, I have the invites. I have the hookup for the afterlife party. And listen, let's not live our lives worrying too much about the afterlife and where we're going and what we're going to do. We're not travel agents, and we're certainly not fire insurance salespeople. So let's get that out of there. And a quick little aside here. Goku, remember Goku? You remember him, our friend Akira. in his speech, when he first attained Super Saiyan, which I don't know if Jesus was, you know, Jesus definitely had influence over over Goku. You know, at first you feel like it was Moses's gimmick, but then after a while, it's like, okay, we got Supes, we got Goku, okay, we got, yeah, you want people that are Horus. You've got all these people, and this is the way things tend to play out. I am the answer to all living things that cry out for peace. I am truth. What is it? I am the light. I am, I'm the answer to all things that cry out for peace. I am the truth. I am truth. I am light. Something, something. Allied a good nightmare to you. We love it because he fights after that. Jesus says this and then he chills. Like a guy, you know? So that's really cool. Jesus is just a dude sometimes. But he's the best kind of gatekeeper. Hey guys, I'm over here. The party at my dad's. Here, I'm giving these out. Just tell them you know me. That's it. That's it. And you know that, you know, that's not to say that all you got to do is sign up and you're good. You know, you want to put in some work. You're there. Is, you read the terms and conditions of Christianity, because it's not a serpent plays tricks kind of thing. It is, you know, you are expected to work. And again, that work, though, is easy enough because you're going out and gaining souls. Go out and be cool. Go out and be like me. If you need more proof, this is what he says. In Mark 16:15, he says, go into all the world. All. Very easy word. We all know what all means. I just used it a second ago to describe us. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And then you know what he did after that, guys? Do you know what he did after that? He ascended into the heavens and took his rightful place on the throne. And so I believe that, you know what I mean? 'Cause real dogs always return. Hey, listen. If it is one person who embodies real dogs always return with food for the pack, it is Jesus the Christ himself. So there's that. Okay. All right. Because I know next year we're also getting into the Easter season. This might have been kind of dope for maybe we'll revisit this before Easter. Who knows? I don't know what the Spirit will have me do in 2 weeks. So we'll just see. But again, go into all the world. That's everything that we can get to without a spaceship. Okay? He said, go out there into all of it, right? And he didn't say go out and conquer anybody. He didn't say force them to listen. He didn't say chop their heads off if they don't listen. He said, go out and preach. As far as I know, you preach with your voice. You preach with your actions. You know, you preach the gospel by doing things that the Christ would do. I've never seen, you know, I've never seen or heard of Jesus with a rifle, thinking that he had the right to take another one's life. A sword in the Crusades. That wasn't his deal. He wouldn't ask that, you know, so we can take that one off. See the serpent plays right. Who is it? And that's not, you know, I also believe in Lucifer and all that and blah, blah, blah. And he's a jerk and that's fine. Come on, I'm the Shredder. I've seen all manner of things. But when you consider that if there's one thing, there has to be the other. Just like I said, if there's one person and another person, there's going to be conflict. But the good news for you is you could just stop doing that. You know, you could just stop being a poot butt and just do your job. Just do what the Christ himself asked you to do moments before he ascended to the throne, okay? You think you can handle that, you know, because if you're going to have a hard time with a person having a septum ring, brother, it gets, it, it gets wacky, okay? So put on your big boy panties. You know, hey, maybe that's a way you get close to, maybe you've got to walk a mile in someone else's underwear before you can understand them. So there you go, guys. I'm not trying to mince words here. I'm saying that whatever our differences, and, you know, in this day and age, we have differences over everything, but I think that there are some differences, such as a person's gender or their preference for anything that is consenting, what they want to wear, whether it's normal, heteronormal, wear, or Homer Simpson is wearing a pink shirt, or you're wearing panties. I don't know, Krang, if you want to wear, you know, if you want to wear lace draw, I don't care, man. Do your thing, brother, but just, you know, make sure you pay your tithes and go to church, man. Do your thing, brother. Well, I don't necessarily care about that either. Just be super cool, man. And, come check out Christianity, you know. Invite people to come check it out if you already are. Be cool about it. There's also the website HeGetsUs.com, or He Gets Us. Let me just make sure. Shred Commendation. Check them out. If you think I'm talking balderdash, and that's fine. A lot of you will. And that's fine. I am just here to deliver the message. Okay. Whatever you choose to do with it is yours. If you think I was being called a simp for the Festival of Fine Aunties. It was very limited people because they thought we were really judging. Right. They were judging by looks anyway. So they didn't, you know, it was kind of lost on them, but. And that was microscopic. All right, actually, no. Wait a minute, I don't. No. I was called a simp for something else, but I was also right. So here, I'm still looking for He Gets Us. Here it is. He Gets Us LLC. Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet. There you go. So go check out HeGetsUs.com. Or I'm sure the commercial is on YouTube right now. It struck me, and it was a Super Bowl ad there. But you know, go check it out, man. You know, if you missed it, and try to see what they're actually saying. So, remember, go into all the world that you can. Okay, I'm not Jesus. I'm not quoting him in Mark 16:15. But listen, if you can handle your block, and I don't mean walking around like a Jehovah's Witness. That can be brutal and dangerous. Don't do that. But you know, kind of live your life, be a little more welcoming, you know. Strike up a conversation with somebody, you know, if somebody's over here fishing, you know, maybe you come and you tell them how they can catch more fish. It's a Jesus reference. You know, or you find your friend out in the desert beating the hell out of a donkey, you know, maybe that donkey speaks to him, changes his name, whatever, man. These are Bible study. These are Bible stories. Look it up. Get the little yellow book with the red writing. Do you remember that, Krang? Those were the days, yeah. Man. The little red writer, man. Heck no. I'm gonna look that up. I bet that's still on Amazon or something, my book of Bible stories. So, there's another Shred Commendation. He Gets Us the yellow book of Bible stories with the red writing on it. BMF is back, okay? So now we're back. We've taken off our church clothes and we've kept on our church socks. And this is after church, y'all, so now we're done. We kick up your heels. Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling. You know that one. Man, that used to be music to my ears, brother, when church was letting out. And now unto him who was able to keep you from falling. I'm not going to do it. But Yeah, BMF, man. Go check it out. Them Flannery boys are the worst, and their dad is still worse than them. Krang, I think that's it for us, man. We can get on up out of here. Ninja, vanish.
Some try to play me like the Knicks. Trots like a piece of Loki saying not the shit. Cut me deep, baby, you'll fillet me like a fish. Get you everything you ask for, a genie with a wish. Play me like a simp, obey me like a pimp. Met your little boyfriend and he was begging for a pick. Yo, for real, it's all out of fun and games. To my nigga named Brian, come through with a thing like bang, bang, bang.
I hope I didn't come off too preachy. I mean, then again, I was preaching, so I don't know, man. I ain't worried about it, though. Like, I'm not worried. I don't know. Who knows, man? I'm a little Jesus boy.
This is a Hyphen Podcast production.
Are you not entertained?